So, Coach Regas, if we look at this, you had the situation where you ended up playing Johnson City last week, Norwich against Johnson City on this field, and that's because Johnson City's had a bit of a flood problem, and they haven't reconstructed their big field yet. In fact, I guess they're, if I read correctly in the papers, they're going to move the football field from down on the flats up to the school up on Reynolds Road.
I spoke with the athletic director, and he said that the they have to. They can't get insurance down there.
Oh.
After it got flooded out twice down there by the mall.
We did the game down by the mall between Sydney and Johnson City a couple of years ago, and the temperature was incredible. We had unlimited amount of water breaks, rehydration breaks. And during the halftime, which I swear, the first half of that game took 2 hours. And during the halftime, they decided they were going a running clock for the second half. And thank goodness, because it was quick. And then the week after that, during the, I don't know, Wednesday or Thursday, I'm looking at the news, and that whole area was all underwater because of the flooding that came on. So we're in a situation right now where both teams are back from the locker room, and we're just about ready to go again. The Unitigo Spartans are decked out in their dark green jerseys, as we mentioned before, and it happens to be the Crusaders in white across the way. 7-6 is our score. The officials are meeting out at the center of the field right now, and they are going to be just about ready to go as both teams will be brought back in. So Josh Firebend warming up his arm on the near sidelines, just playing toss and catch out there. And we are just about ready to go here as we're waiting for both teams to come back out onto the field. This game being brought to you by the fine folks at SFCU, by Cohen and Fraser Builders, by Dolores G. Fogarty, attorney at law, and by Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Car Center in Sydney. So we are here as the Crusaders come back out on the field, and we are simply waiting for the Unitigo Spartans to break out of their huddle. Well, coming up on Election Day, you know, that's the time for Election Day dinners in Morris. It's going to be at the Morris Fire Station for the Auxiliaries annual fried chicken dinner. Down in Gilbertsville, they're going to be having lunch and dinner, which is a soup and sandwich luncheon, a lasagna dinner. If you're in the Franklin area, you can have their Election Day ham loaf dinner. All of those things in an area near you. Down in Bainbridge, the Rotary Club will be serving an Election Day pancake meal. The Unitigo Spartans kicking off now to the Crusaders. It's going to be a short kick. It'll be gobbled up and run back not very far, and we are going to have it first and 10 for the Crusaders as the ball is put down at the 41-yard line. So, Coach Regas, here we go. It is going to be the time when we see if the Big Mo will either get going or change. They're going to send Derek Marshall in motion, and the ball will be kept on the ground. Handoff in there to freshman Chris Whitson. Whitson, the 6'1", 155-pounder, will get the first down as he is across midfield and to the 48 in Unitigo Spartan territory.
Well, you know what they say, Coach, if something's working, go back to it. And the first play of the second half is the same play they scored their touchdown on in the first half. And that double underhanded reverse.
Never a problem with that. Josh Prenier off to the right side. Marshall goes in motion. They're going to use Prenier as the target, and boom, Hunter Thomas will hit him for a short gain. Pick up on that one of about 7 or 8 yards. They will spot the ball down at the 42.
Yeah, I think Notre Dame went shotgun that play for the first time today.
Gain on that play of about 6, as it will be second and now 4. Hunter Thomas, the 5'9 senior, goes on over to talk to his coach and now comes back in with the play and immediately brings his team out of the huddle. The ball kept on the ground as they will go in there to number 25, Whitson, who will just turn and churn. He gets across the 35 down to about the 31.
Yeah, he broke three tackles. It was finally Lucas DeJoy that brought him down after an 8-yard, 9-yard gain.
So we talked about the Big Mo coming out of the locker room, and so far the Crusaders have said, well, it may not totally be in our way, but we're going to show you that we've got something here in the opening moments of play. Hunter Thomas sends a man in motion, will not hand it off to him, but go to the second man through, and now for the first time in this ball game, I see the man that you were referring to, number 55, who I do not know who that is. My guess is it's going to be Digard, only because I haven't seen number 5 anywhere.
Well, the Notre Dame coaching staff's in the booth next to us, and he wrote down Digard.
Okay, so
for me. So I think that is. I'm not sure if they're brothers or that's Troy.
No, I'm pretty certain it's going to be Troy Digard. So regardless, here we go. It's going to be a second down, and we'll call it about 6, and the ball will be handed off, and whoop, it is going to be this time Marshall. Nope, it's going to be Whitson. So Whitson will be the ball carrier. He wears number 25 on his back, and he is stopped just about at the line of scrimmage.
Something tripped up by Lucas DeJoy and Caleb Jones, and between the two of them, I think they've been on every tackle this second half.
We said that defense is the name of this game. Prunier splits out to the right. Now he shifts a little farther, and he is going to take Braden Beadle with him, but the officials are going to call it dead before the play can get going. It will be timeout charged to the Crusaders. So no additional scoring here in the second half of this ball game, and our contest remains a 7-6 Unitigo lead right now. So here we go. It is Friday, Saturday afternoon football on your station for sports, WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So Derek Marshall on the first play from scrimmage after the timeout cuts to the right side, will get the first down, but there are flags all over the place.
Yeah, Notre Dame ran a speed option right that time. And when you're running the option, you got to have good perimeter blocking, and I think they got caught holding that time, and this one's coming back.
So as a result, the ball will be moved back across the 35 to about the 37. It will bring up a third down and about 16 or 17. So right when the Crusaders looked like they were knocking at the door, all of a sudden a fly in the ointment. The ball out on the flat, diving for it is Derek Marshall, and it will not be complete. The officials are right there to say it hit the ground before you got it, my boy.
So what do you do here, Harry? It's 4th and 18 on the 37-yard line. Do you try to go for it all or just try to push them back a little bit more?
I think what you said before is that if it works, try it again. So they're going to probably go for it. Definitely no sense in kicking at this point. And you go for whatever you can get. Remember, the Crusaders down by a single point. Hunter Thomas taking his time. Long count. Now he's ready to throw. He has a target downfield, but the ball's going to be picked off.
Oh, he's got some room.
It's going to be picked off in there by number 50, and coming in still on his feet is the Unitigo Spartans, down to the 20, down to the 15, down to the 10, and he will finally be wrestled down at about the 8-yard line. It was Chris Whitson who gets him from behind. That was Joel Van Alstyne, the 5'9 senior, who grabbed that football way upfield and went nearly the length of the field, only to be stopped at about the 8.
Yeah, he ran probably 140 yards total. He caught it on the numbers at about the 15-yard line, came all the way over to the 50, almost stepped out of bounds over here, and then got tackled on the left hash at the 6-yard line.
So you earn your keep. The ball going to be kept by Fireben, and let's see. Josh Fireben gets down another yard or so. He comes up off the turf immediately to the near sideline to confer with the coaching staff as the plays for both of these teams being called by the coaches at the benches. So Josh Fireben, it is going to be second and goal to go. Handoff will go in there to Corbin Henry. And Corbin Henry, number 10, finds a hole up the middle and allows the Unitego Spartans to go ahead in this ball game by a 13-6 score.
Yes.
So it's going to be Corbin Henry at 8:02. If we write it down, and we make sure that we know that Corbin Henry is going to get his name in this semifinal round scoring. Kellen Commenda to hold. The kick is up, and the hands of the referees go up, and we have a successful PAT kick by Josh Fireben, and the score goes to 14-6. You're listening to Tri-Town Area High School Football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Help wanted. The Sydney McDonald's has positions available for all shifts. The Sydney McDonald's offers flexible hours, competitive wages, discounted food, free uniforms, and more. No experience necessary. Join the number one team at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Apply online if you can, or stop in for an application. Open interviews are held every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. The Sydney McDonald's is an equal opportunity employer.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So John Pernier manages to settle in underneath it, and he will run it back to about midfield after the kick by the Unitego Spartans.
Yep, knocked out of bounds at about the 50-yard line by number 13, Kyle Martin.
So Thomas, Hunter Thomas, the quarterback for the Crusaders, is going to pitch the ball out to Chris Whitson again. Whitson on the right side has running room, and he will be knocked out of bounds at about the 31. It looks to me like that may have been Braden Beadle over there, who manages to hit him at about the 31-yard line. Now, we have a situation where the lights have been on here all day long. However, they've not been really of any use, and now I can't tell if they're on or not over there because it looks like some of the units are not on, and the field seems terribly dark when the sun in the late afternoon goes down behind the clouds. That's not going to affect play on the field, as the ball will be handed off by Hunter Thomas. Just by the looks of things, I'm going to say that's Agan, who manages to get a short run.
Tackled Lucas DeJoyan on the tackle.
When you have your finger next to a particular player on the roster, I know that's the man who made the stop. Thank you, Coach Art. 7:21 showing on the clock. Period number 3. The Unitego Spartans jump off sides, and as a result, it will be a penalty against the green and white.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's funny how often you'll see that as a coach and how frustrating it is. The guy that's the closest to the ball, a lot of times the guy that jumps over it. Notre Dame did a hard count that time, and the nose guard, you know, got over and didn't get, you know, broke that neutral zone plane.
Yep, you can't get over the vertical. So the ball is moved down inside the 25 to about the 24. Man split out to the near side. That is going to be Derek Marshall. And Marshall knew immediately that he was the one that jumped too soon. And he offers no resistance while they march off 5 yards against the Crusaders. I think Derek just felt guilt that time. You could almost see it radiating all the way up here.
Yeah, we get frustrated, and the fans get frustrated, but we have to remember these guys are kids.
Now, you'll notice that the bank of lights directly across the way, somebody must have reset it because every bulb is on now. So they've still got one unit that is not fired up. Pass goes from Hunter Thomas, the intended receiver, not able to hang on to the football, and it will bring up a third down situation and still about eight.
Yeah, I think Shane Bucci got a hand on that, a defensive end. He got up and batted around, and it kind of did a end-over-end the rest of the way.
I am so pleased to see the defensive play today. People who have not necessarily had their names mentioned that much during the year, getting credit today. Pass out to Derek Stark, and Stark manages to get back most of what they had lost in the penalty before, as he will get across the 25 down to about the 24.
Yeah, Notre Dame came out with a screen pass left that time, and they had probably four or five guys out there with a little picket fence wall, and Lucas DeJoy picked his way through it and made the stop.
6 minutes, 44 seconds showing on the clock, period number three. The Crusaders still trailing by a touchdown. Man split out to the near side left. They'll send a man in motion. And the handoff, good question. It'll be Derek Stark who comes up off the bottom of the pile. He will get the first down as the 5'9 freshman is tripped up at the 17 or about the 18-yard line. So it is one of those late-season games. You like to see good action in the playoffs, and that's what we've had here today. The Unitigo Spartans and the Elmira Notre Dame Crusaders. Loose football going to be picked up. Well, I was going to say by number 53. Yeah, that is going to be Caleb Jones, but I don't know if Caleb got it. No, he did not. And they will say that it is going to be fallen on after that by Notre Dame. But there is a considerable loss on the play as the ball will come back to the 28.
Yeah, Caleb had a shot at it, and it's one of those things where he really didn't have anybody around it, so you kind of want him to pick it up and go with it. But it kind of took a bad hop, and then he couldn't get it all, and Notre Dame came up with it.
I think that's why they have that elongated football, is so that it will take erratic hops. 5:20 showing on the clock, second and about 20 for the Crusaders. Look out, long, long pass downfield by Hunter Thomas, down inside the five, but they say incomplete. The intended receiver that time, and he's not going to stand up so I can see who it is. I don't know, is that Whitson down there?
Is that 25?
Is it Whitson? It could have been.
I think it is.
So Chris Whitson, who was off to the races that time, but he had a Unitigo dark green uniform with him step by step.
Yeah, Brendan Beadle had blanket coverage, was right on him. To be honest with you, the quarterback threw a perfect ball, but
yeah,
it was over the shoulder. It would have been a pretty, pretty good catch if he'd have come down with it.
I have not been unimpressed by Hunter Thomas. He has a good arm. So here we go, 5:09 showing on the clock. Thomas going to be scrambling right. He's still hoping to throw. Now he finds the target in the end zone and overthrows the intended receiver. But there is a flag in the backfield. He probably had gotten over the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, and that was Yeah, that's right in that area. It's either that. It's either a holding call, and I didn't see any Unitego guys around it. So.
No. I am pretty certain that he had approached the line of scrimmage and went about one step too far before he released that football. Still a meeting of officials out in front of us. And there's the signal.
Yep.
So they're going to march off five against the Crusaders. That will bring up a fourth and even longer. They have to get down to the 8-yard line for the first down, and they are starting from the 32. So you can take that as a, what, fourth down and about 24?
Yeah.
Making you, I know it's a tough thing to make people do math, but, you know, that's how it is. Even
I was counting on my fingers.
Even 5 minutes up on the clock. Split out to the near side. They've got one man, that is going to be Joe Prenier, and still scrambling is going to be Thomas. Now he cocks his arm and throws it, and the ball is going to be batted away. It is Braden Beadle again who goes in there and tries to get up and swat it.
Harry, I think he was over the line of scrimmage again on that ball.
Yeah. There is a flag down here, so. But I'll tell you, and that was the one pass that I have seen thrown by Thomas that had a little bit of a wobble on it. He's normally got a good spiral and really gets them out. There's no question about the strength of his arm. He can throw that ball.
That was, again, he threw from the 35, and it was hit the back of the end zone. So that ball's going 45 yards in the air.
He can do it. This game being brought to you by the fine folks at NBT Bank, by Egley Machine, by the Amphenol Corporation, and by Waste Recovery Enterprises. So it will be the opportunity for the Unitego Spartans to take over here as they will have the ball out at the 32, and we're going to have a short gain that will move it across the 35 to the 37-yard line.
Yeah, well, one thing I noticed in the second quarter was almost like a reversal of the first half. You know, Unitego came up with the points on the 2-yard drive and the interception return, but Notre Dame has moved the ball up and down the field and not gotten any points out of it.
Interesting observation. Dropping back is Fireband. Fireband has the receiver, and I don't think that was his intended receiver.
I don't think he was either.
I think Kellen Komenda was the intended receiver, and he was overthrown. But coming in there very quickly was going to be number 16, Jared Jones, and Jones received the football.
I think those coaches design those plays sometimes so that happens. If you miss the first guy, it goes to the second.
So it is one of those interesting ones. Now they're going to bring the chains in because the gain in there by Jared was sufficient so that they want to make sure that they take a measurement. Either that or they're simply trying to say, well, we want to move the ball in. Nope, they're going to say, first down, Unitego Spartans. Oh, what a sweet day of football, folks. If you're not here, you're missing out. I'm one of those who always ends my broadcast saying, we hope that you'll be in the stands because that's the very best place to watch a high school football game. Josh Fireman hands off in there. I believe that is going to be right. No, that's going to be Corbin Henry. And Henry is swallowed up immediately.
Yeah, as he was getting the ball handed to him, number 70, Rob Johnson from Notre Dame, hit him in the backfield.
Yeah, as he was getting the ball handed to him, he got something else handed to him that time. It's called an abrupt stop. Now all of the lights are on, and they are beginning to have an effect on the field. It's going to be second and about 12 for the Unitego Spartans. Josh Fireband gets the football away to Kellen Komenda, and Fireband had a lot of pressure being put on him in the backfield. And now one of the men who was rushing him has been knocked down and on the field. Josh Fireband coming to the near sidelines. And there were two tacklers, and we'll try to spot who it was. One of them was number 51. That is going to be Brian Hale. He is up coming off to the near side. Now the coaches are going out to administer to the other person who has just been winded. And that will give everybody an opportunity to sort of regroup and catch their breath again. It's Saturday afternoon football being brought to you by the fine folks at Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies, AmeriGas, Shandello Federal Credit Union, and the Roma Restaurants in Oxford, Morris, and Sydney. You're listening to WCDO, the Tri-County Heartbeat, your station for sports, WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat?
Vanilla. That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Harry Graves along with Coach Rodriguez here on a Saturday afternoon at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. And the Unitigo Spartans leading in this contest 14-6.
Yeah, number 81, Nate Niles. I think he kept the wind knocked out of him that last time when he was rushing the quarterback. Put a great rush on.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure.
He is being helped out, or has been helped off the field. And meanwhile, the Unitigo Spartans will go back at action. Tanner Winchester managing to carry the ball up across the 45 to down to about the 41. And it's going to be good for another Unitigo first down.
Yeah, I sense a little bit of a momentum shift. Unitigo's kind of pounding it now. And I thought, just looking at the sidelines, too, in that during that last injury, with all the numbers, you kind of had a feeling maybe that, you know, they can't, Notre Dame can't stand to lose anymore.
It's called wear them down. So it will be a handoff in there to Kellen Komenda. The ball, I believe, was kicked away. Let's just see. They will say that Komenda gets down to about the 30. That is going to be enough for the first down. So if he did, and I'm not certain that he did lose possession of the football, but he regained it because they are saying first and 10 for the Unitigo Spartans from the 30. Josh Firebend been doing a fine job all day. He will pitch the ball to the near side to Corbin Henry. Henry finds a little bit of running room himself and moves it down for another Unitigo Spartan first down as he will get across the 20 to the 19.
Yeah, Corbin Henry that time. They ran speed option right, and Josh pitched it. Corbin made two people miss, a little dip out and dip in, and ran down and then kind of spun out of another couple of tackles. That was a fantastic run.
This is one of those plays that just makes coaches really feel a bit of satisfaction for all of the practice, all of the extra hours, all of the viewing films, all of the, well, for that matter, coaching. It is going to be on a pass out on the flat left side. Tanner Winchester is there to grab it down. Gain on that play as they'll get down close to the 10-yard line. It is not quite enough for the first down.
Yeah, number 7, Joe Pruner, made a touchdown-saving tackle for Notre Dame.
Ball going to be second, and we'll call it a long yard. It's at about the 10. Coming into motion is going to be Tanner Winchester. Handoff goes to him. He's still on his feet, and he is knocked out of bounds at about the 2-yard line. But he had knocked out the ball and lost possession of the ball, and it will be Elmira who falls on it. So with that, they say Jones, the field announcer, says, who is it? Tyler Jones, number 17, a sophomore, fell on that loose football. Tanner Winchester was hit out of bounds at about the 2-yard line, but apparently not quickly enough to stop the play. He lost possession of the football, and it's fallen on in the end zone by Tyler Jones.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I would have thought, I thought he was out of bounds at the 2. But they certainly have a better view than we do.
So it's still a 14-6 contest, but now the Crusaders will take over on their own 20. The handoff goes in there to number 25. That is going to be Chris Whitson. And Whitson will come on up to about the 27 before he is stopped, a pickup of about 7. Ethan Barber making the stop again.
Ethan's having a pretty good day on defense. He's been, had his name called quite a few times, huh?
So for those of you who we would love to say are sitting here with your portable radios listening, well, stick around for the Norwich-Johnson City contest. It is going to be coming up after this game at 7 o'clock. Ball going to be kept on the ground by the Crusaders. We'll see who the handoff went to that time. I want to say it's going to be number 11. That is Derek Stark. The freshman really took a pounding as he tried to move that ball up toward the 30. He only got about as far as the 28. So it's still going to be a third down and 2 remaining. So the coaches for the Crusaders told me I could expect to see just about every player in on at least a few plays. He said, we don't have that many men, so we use them a whole lot, and that's exactly what we're seeing right now. We have timeout being called by the Crusaders, so it means that we can take a timeout, too. The score here, 14-6, Unitigo leading, and you're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
I went to Sydney Tire and paid just $10 for an oil change. How, you ask? With Sydney Tire's Royalty Rewards program. You see, every time I have work done on my car, I earn credits toward future service. There's no fee associated with the program, and when you refer a friend, you'll earn 25 points. Plus, Sydney Tire offers a free shuttle service so you can have your car repaired while you work. Since 1974, it's Sydney Tire, Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 or see them on Facebook.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, I gave credit for the Elmira Notre Dame timeout, and there was no timeout called. The clock had called timeout as it had run down, and we have now moved to the fourth and final quarter of this ball game. The ball will be kept on the ground by Notre Dame, and who is it? Ethan Barber, who comes in to make the stop.
Yeah, they needed 7 inches, and they got 8.
And you didn't have to count on your fingers for that one either, Coach, I'll tell you. Well, I'll tell you, this is a game of millimeters sometimes.
It really is.
So it is going to be 1st and 10 for the Crusaders. Ball handed off to number 25. That is going to be Chris Whitson. And Whitson finds an opening, and the ball is going to be coughed up. And it is going to be fallen on, but I do believe this time they will say that it will not go to the other team, that it was going to be Whitson out of bounds before he ended up coughing up the football, which was recovered by the Unitigo Spartans. But I'm certain they're going to say it is still Crusader football.
Yeah, and again, they came back to the same play they've had all the success with. They start the play right, and then a back comes underneath in between the running back and the offensive line, and they kind of give it like a mini reverse counter, pull their guard left. He made two people miss, and he had a huge gain.
Well, all of a sudden, if there is such a thing as momentum, it looks like it has gone back to the Crusaders. The ball will be kept on the ground. Derek Stark, the freshman, tries the left side, and he will get another first down, as he will get down across the 25 to about the 23.
Corbin Henry in on the tackle, another touchdown-saving tackle, if I may.
Boy, I'll tell you, this has just been one of those games when you can't rest for a moment, because if you do, if you blink, you could miss something. So when the momentum seemed to go to Unitio, all of a sudden the pendulum is swinging on back. Hunter Thomas with the ball is going to be carrying it himself this time, and he is going to be hit hard. He will get about to the 20-yard line and then push back to about the 21. They will put the ball down at the 20-and-a-half-yard line, and it's going to be a gain of about 2 yards.
Yeah, I think that was a broken play, and then the quarterback tried to make something out of nothing, and Caleb Jones for Unitego was right there.
Hunter Thomas, a senior quarterback, 5'9", 165 pounds, has been in there all the time. Now he passes the football off to Derek Marshall on the near side, but he is going to be met immediately. The pass is complete, but it will be only short yardage.
Yeah, third and four, Caleb Jones, and then the last tackle. Boy, he's all over the field today.
So here we go. Third down and going out of the ball game will be, I was looking for number 56, and I don't have that. So it may have been Dykert who was going out. It was number 55. Regardless, neither here nor there. Hunter Thomas calls for the snap, rolls to the right, passes, and it is going to be overthrown. The intended receiver that time was going to be Derek Marshall, but Marshall was being taken right to the woodshop by the defense for the Unitego Spartans. Ball was overthrown over both of them and went into the end zone.
Yeah, I was surprised that there wasn't some yellow out there, because they got their feet tangled up and they both went down, and you know, whether it was an incidental contact or what, usually you see a flag with that.
Yep, so the officials kept it in their pocket that time. So fourth and still about four. And with that, we will have Hunter Thomas calling timeout. So we've got a pause in the action. This timeout being taken by Elmira Notre Dame. The Unitego Spartans lead in this contest 14-6. It is Saturday afternoon football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business. Professional quality work at reasonable prices. Call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
We're specialists in you. Robert Sign Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Hunter Thomas now drops back and fires the ball off on the left side. He has Joe Prenier there, and Prenier grabs that football down. It is inside the 10 at about the 8-yard line, and it will be another first down for the Notre Dame Crusaders. That one, I'm certain, is exciting all of the folks listening to us on WCDOsports.com from the Elmira area. And with that, we are going to be having yet another timeout, this one charged to the Elmira Crusaders. It is sports on a Saturday afternoon on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley. featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valleys Retail Store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So the Notre Dame Crusaders knocking at the door. They have the ball first and goal to go from the 8. The ball is going to be into the hands of number 11, Derek Stark, and Stark will crash across the end zone, and we have ourselves a very close ball game again, as this ball game now has gone to 14-12. Oh, man, what a day. So the time of that score coming at 8:28 of the fourth and final period. That makes the score 14-12. Two-point conversion attempt is going to be down, and it is no good. So the Unitigo Spartans end up still leading in this football game as we have 8.5 minutes to go. 14-12 is our score. It is an exciting Saturday afternoon of football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
If you use propane, here's how to use it wisely. Call Morabito. We offer our propane customers some significant benefits. We don't add fees and surcharges to your bill. We provide automatic delivery and payment options to best fit your needs. It's the smarter way to put the power of propane to work for you. Call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. For propane, think Morabito.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And, of course, WCDOsports.com made possible by our friends at SFCU. Ball is going to be kicked down and grabbed down in there by number 6. That is Tanner Winchester. And Winchester goes down and takes a knee. And as a result, the Unitigo Spartans will take over possession of the football at about the 38-yard line. Rather good field position and not worth risking an injury. So the final 8 minutes, 25 seconds remaining in this ball game. Ball is going to be coughed up on a bad handoff as Josh Fryerband tried to go to his man coming through. He falls on the football. It will mean a loss of yards, but not a loss of the football. So it will bring up now a second, and we'll call it about 14. Kamenda goes in motion, carries the football, gets the handoff, is still on his feet and away from all players, gets up to very close to first down territory. It looks like he will be shy of about a yard as he was off and running and made an outstanding run of about 13 yards. So it has been one of those games where you've just seen good things happening time and time again. Great game so far today. The winner of this ball game will be coming back at noon next Saturday for the championship game in Class D. So we are going to have a measurement being called. That's going to give me time to remind you that this game being brought to you by the fine folks at Cohen and Frazier Builders, by Dolores G. Fogarty, attorney at law, by Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Car Center, and by SFC. WCU. Well, the measurement is made. It's going to be short by a whisker, as it appears to be less than the length of the football away. The officials are right there to call it. And as a result, they will move the football back into the near hash marks and be ready to go from there. Just a dandy of a football game so far. The Unitego Spartans now moving into position, and they're ready to go. Here we go. It is going to be Josh Friarband who will hand it off to Tanner Winchester. Winchester was still on his feet, gets across the 30, across the, you're very close to the 25. They say his knee will touch down at about the 26. So Tanner Winchester, showing his mettle, manages to move the Unitego Spartans down into excellent scoring position at the 26, and another first down. The Spartans lead it 14-12 on a game here from Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. The ball will be handed off in there to Corbin Henry. Henry trying to go right up the center. He is going to be stopped immediately. So we have seen different people doing all kinds of different things in this contest. And it is one of those where you simply see now the coaching staff is talking to Josh Friarband. Friarband comes up and holds up his hands in such a way as if to give a very visual signal. Now from the shotgun, he puts it out and goes to Kyle Spaulding. Spaulding drops down to his knee immediately after catching that football. It will be very close to first down territory, but probably about the length of the football shy. The officials look across the way and say, nope, it is going to be a third down, and we will call it one. So sophomore Kyle Spaulding doing a very good job there. So continuing day after day, game after game, the Spartans continue to hold their own. The clock running, 6:01 showing. Jared Jones split to the near side, and with that, we are going to have timeout this time being called by the Unitego Spartans. So they managed to now control the pace and the flow of the game, and we are a timeout with 5 minutes and 56 seconds remaining in this contest. We talked to you yesterday and brought everybody up to date on the merger talks that are going on in a couple of districts around the area. The Shenango Valley and Shenango Forks school districts are talking about consolidation, as is Spencer Van Etten and Cander, those two schools. Both of them are going to be holding consolidation votes to the general public coming up on December 3rd. They'll have information meetings coming up this next week, as all of a sudden you see a couple of teams that have been struggling with numbers beginning to plan ahead for future consolidation. Timeout is all over with, and here we go again. The ball goes down to Corbin Henry, and Henry forces his way forward a little bit. He will not get any forward progress at all, and it's going to be called fourth and now about two. So as a result, the Unitego Spartans now leading by 2 points, 14-12. They would like to be able to come in and say, okay, we've got an insurance touchdown. But even though they're down at about the 23-yard line, they would still like to be able to keep this drive alive. Kyle Spaulding split off to the near side. Jared Jones to the far side. Josh Friarband scrambles to his right and throws complete to Jared Jones. And Jones, just a terrific play for the junior, manages to get down to about the 10-yard line before he goes down to one knee. And with that, the Unitego Spartan drive continues as it will be first and goal to go. The ball right down on the chalk mark at the 10-yard line. 4 minutes, 52 seconds. So now with the momentum going their way, the Unitego Spartans would like to burn up as much time as they can. Once again, it is going to be Jones split off to the right side, and Kyle Spaulding split to the near side, but it will be the Unitego coaches that will say, all right, we want to make sure we don't make any mistakes, and they will call another timeout. So we've got a pause in the action, and it is a Saturday, well, now we'll call it evening of football, being brought to you on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Wakeman Construction of Sydney has been a proud supporter of high school sports for many years. Everyone at Wakeman Construction hopes our local teams have great seasons. They hope you enjoy your experience and continue to participate in team sports through your high school years. Wakeman Construction of Sydney specializes in commercial construction. They're an authorized Butler Building dealer. Best of luck to area sports teams from your friends and fans at Wakeman Construction of Sydney. Call 369-5601.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So Harry Graves and Coach Art Reed is back here to bring you this afternoon's football game between the Unitego Spartans and the Elmira Notre Dame Crusaders. And the Crusaders are marching forward as the handoff will go in there to Kellen Comenda. But blowing through the center of that line is Brian Hale. And Hale just spins around Comenda and will drop him back for about a 5-yard loss. 4:10 showing on the clock. The clock still running. And it's going to be an opportunity for Josh Firebend, operating in the shotgun, to scramble all the way back to the 30, but he's got Corbin Henry, and Henry will get down inside the 5, down to about the 2-yard line. And he is stopped there. So the drive continues. Firebend comes to the near side, talks to the coaches for the Spartans. The rest of his teammates now move with the football down inside the 5-yard line as we come upon the 3-minute 30-second mark. Oh, the games just continue to keep on coming. So here we go. Firebend now, still in the shotgun, will hand it off in there to the first man through. That is going to be Henry again. And it is going to end up being just a whisker shy. Other games going on around the area today. We have a lot of semifinal contests in Class AA. Elmira gets a bye. Horseheads will be at Union Endicott tonight at 7 o'clock. Owego at Main Endwell was this afternoon. Another B contest will be between Norwich and Johnson City. That coming up here right after this game at 7 o'clock. It is going to be Mr. Tanner Winchester with the handoff, and Winchester goes on in and scores. So now the insurance touchdown is on the board. That one coming at 2:38 remaining in the fourth period. So Tanner Winchester goes in and manages to get that touchdown to make it now 20-12. Point after attempt will be a kick. It will be Comenda holding, and the ball is going to be blocked. It is going to be blocked, so as a result, Firebend will not manage to have the PAT, and our score remains the Unitego Spartans 20 and the Elmira Notre Dame Crusaders 12. We'll be back in just a moment. It's Saturday afternoon football on the Tri-County Heartbeat WCDO.
As your need for life insurance changes every day, so does your need for protection. And nobody can help you provide that protection like your local State Farm agent. You handle the tough questions in your life. Let State Farm handle the tough ones about life insurance. For more information on life insurance in Sydney, visit State Farm agent Rose Smith today. Call 563-3533.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, for those of you who listened to us last night, the Sydney Warriors won that ball game 20-6. The Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats just crunched the Oxford Blackhawks 41-20. Ball is going to be a low kick that is going to be scooped up across the way by number 7. That is going to be Joe Pruner. And Pruner manages to get across midfield down to about the 45 before he is finally run down. So the Notre Dame Crusaders are not going to go down without a fight. They trail by 8. There are 2 minutes, 29 seconds remaining. Very quickly, out of the huddle, Hunter Thomas will hand off in there to Chris Whitson. Whitson on the left side is still on his feet, and Whitson is finally going to be brought down, as he is brought down that time by number 8. That is Braden Beadle. And Beadle, the sophomore, really, that time did save a touchdown because the ball had been moved inside the 20. Look out. Here comes Hunter Thomas again. Sends a man, Whitson, in motion. And the ball will be handed off in there to Derek Stark. And Stark is going to be hit as soon as he gets the football right at the line of scrimmage. Boy, I'll tell you. Oneonta over Delhi last night, 32-30. Green was shut out by Windsor, 32-0. Scrambling, it's going to be Hunter Thomas with the football. He can't find an open man, and finally he will be brought down again by Caleb Jones. We have said that name time and time again. This may be the finest game that Jones has played, as the scrappy 5'6 senior does it again. So here is Hunter Thomas. Now with the late in the game plays, he will hand it off in there, and the ball is going to be pushed out of bounds. Let's see. But they will get the first down. So with that, the Crusaders, with 1 minute and 12 seconds remaining, will have the ball at the 4-yard line, first and goal to go. It is going to be Thomas who comes to the near side, hands off in there to Derek Stark, but blowing on through is a green uniform to stop Stark after about a 2-yard loss. So the ball is on the 6-yard line, second and goal to go. Well, you wanted excitement. You got it today. Hunter Thomas now heading toward the highway to our right. Throws it up, and the ball will be caught in there by Corbin Henry. So Corbin Henry, one very happy player, leaps high into the air, and now he comes to the sidelines very much to be congratulated by his teammates. So that interception, with less than a minute remaining, just about seals the fate of the Crusaders. We want to give a very big thank you to all the people who joined us on WCDOsports.com. Whether you're cheering for the Crusaders or for the Spartans, it has been our pleasure to bring the game to you today. The ball is going to be snapped, and immediately Unitigo takes the knee and lets the clock run down. Inside 20 seconds, the teams now come to start the celebration, and it will be the fans who will head out toward the exits. congratulations and thank yous are being offered at midfield as individually Unitigo Spartan fans shake hands and wish well the members of the Crusaders of Notre Dame High School. What a terrific game this has been today. So we will be back with a final wrap-up and a blessing of the things that have been today after we take this final timeout. You're listening to Sports on a Saturday afternoon on WCDO.
When it comes to your home, doing more for less counts. And at NBT Bank, that counts to us. Now make more of what's yours with the new home equity line of credit with a 3-month introductory rate of 0% APR and no closing costs. When it comes to making the most of your home, you can count on us. Stop by or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 500501.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet, you will find quality brand-name home furnishings for every room. Save on sofas starting at just $299 and recliners from only $199 every day. Save on bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, TV consoles, bunk beds, and much more. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the Catalog Outlet's in-store sleep setters, where mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, Therapeutic, and American Bedding are featured in every size and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. The Catalog Outlet Stores are open 7 days a week in Unadilla at the corner of Martinbrook and Railroad Streets, in Oneonta's West End at 357 Chestnut Street on State Highway 12 North Norwich, and in Margaretville at 743 Main Street, or visit online at CatalogOutletOnline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the Catalog Outlet, now celebrating 24 years of offering you the best for less.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, for those of you who may have just tuned in or tuned in rather late, we want to make sure that we can tell you that it was a terrific football game. And it was one of those games that you could enjoy via the radio or the World Wide Web, or most of all, if you were right here. If I do a quick recap, it was very interesting because the Unitigo Spartans got on the scoreboard first at 9:46 remaining in the first period of play, and one play later, the Crusaders ended up scoring a touchdown, and the score was 7-6. And then from 9:28 of the first quarter until the third quarter, the score remained 7-6. It was that kind of a ball game. And then the Unitigo Spartans managed to inch it up a little bit. And what happens? Well, the Crusaders came right back, so it was close again. And then finally, in the closing moments of the ball game, the Unitigo Spartans went up by the final score of 20-12, and that's where the things ended. That coming at 2:38 of the fourth and final quarter. It was just a dandy of a football game. Want to say thank you to all of the folks along the line, our sponsors: Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies, AmeriGas, Shandello Federal Credit Union, Roma's Restaurants in Sydney, Morris, and Oxford, by Egley Machine, by NBT Bank, Amphenol Corporation, Waste Recovery Enterprises, our regular sponsors throughout the year, Quality Hardwoods and Twin Valley Finished Lumber, by Butler Auto Sales, by the Unadillas and Sydney Great American Food Stores, the Catalog Outlet Store with locations all around the area, by SFCU, by Cohen and Fraser Builders, by Dolores G. Fogarty, attorney at law, and by Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Centers. We appreciate them for being loyal sponsors throughout the year, and we want to thank, of course, you, the listeners, as well as Joe Gardner, who keeps things running back at the studio and makes sure that we get all of our games streaming on the Internet. Our post-game show is being brought to you today by the bankers at NBT Bank, serving the community for over 150 years and always putting the customers first every single day. NBT Bank, member FDIC. NBT Bank gives the award to the player who did some good offensive things in a particular game, and I want to give a tip of the hat to Jared Jones today. Jones just made things happen. Didn't go across the score line, but he kept all the plays happening time and time again. So Jared Jones, who is a receiver, he is a junior, 6'1", 150 pounds, and Jared Jones tipped off for his offensive play today. The post-game show also sponsored by the Catalog Outlet Store, your store with over 1,000 items. For a good deal and a good deal more, shop the Catalog Outlet Store. Three locations to serve you, Unadilla and Oneonta. I guess I could say four locations, Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and their newest location over in Margaretville. And every week they pronounce the dynamic defensive player, and today we're going to give that honor to number 50. That is Joel Van Alstyne. He managed to come in with a couple of dandy plays. Van Alstyne, who has worked so hard for this team, is a senior this year, and he is an inspiration to all of the players out on the field by coming up with some key defensive plays that save the points away from the other team. Our All-Purpose Award is being presented by the folks at ACCO Brands of Sydney, supporting youth activities in the communities, and happy to be a part of the high school sports broadcast here on WCDO. ACCO Brands, proud to be a local employer, and also proud to present the award today for Caleb Jones. He was dynamic on defense and just did his job all through the game today, and as a result is being presented with our All-Purpose Award winner for today. Well, Coach Art Regas has gone down to the sidelines to get things ready to go for the second game in our, actually the third game here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. Coming up at 7 o'clock, it will be the Norwich Purple Tornado taking on Johnson City. We want to thank Coach Regas for coming in and sitting in today, because Anthony Beers is working television side up at SUNY Oneonta today, as they have the Sunyak Soccer Championships going on today, and he was televising those. So it gives me the great opportunity to go ahead and thank everybody for once again joining us and getting ready to send things back to the main studio and letting everybody wrap things up and get ready to go on home for the weekend. So our final score here again was 20-12, the Unitego Spartans over Elmira Notre Dame. And we are going to be back here again next week, as it will be the contest between now the Unitego Spartans and the always powerful and very impressive Tioga Tigers. We saw them in the earlier game today end up winning by a score, would you believe, of 54-0 over Spencer Van Etten. So the Unitego Spartan coaching staff knows that it's got its work cut out for itself during this next week. So So I'm Harry Graves. We will be here coming up this next week at noon on Saturday. We hope that you'll be in the stands because that's always the very best place to enjoy any high school football game. But in the meantime, stay tuned for more Continuous Favorites on FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO. Thank you ever so much for lending us your ears. From the Binghamton High School Alumni Stadium, good evening, everybody.